Welcome, everybody, to the By Yahweh's Design Family Chat Social Hour for the 28th of June, year 2023. I'm your host, Pastor Dan, and we were in the middle of getting a lot of things done, including getting my phone turned back on, so we're kind of like behind the eight ball here. And I can see we got Melissa with us, so at least I know them. Internet still seems to be working, even though phone service doesn't seem to be doing too good of a job here lately. So, but anyway, welcome everybody, and let's see if Melissa can hear me all right. Melissa, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay, very good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Kind of scattered, doing a lot of work. Yeah. A lot of work out in the hot sun today, pulled my back a little bit. So, and dealing with the phone company for at least 2.5 hours. That's always fun. But, other than that, okay.
But we had plugged into our walls. When we had them plugged into our walls, you know, landlines, we didn't have as many problems. Isn't that odd?
I know. I know. You would think things would get better with all the technology, super fast computers, and yet everything seems to be 10 times harder to do, 10 times longer to do it. And then if you get the automated stuff, that's a total waste of time most of the time. And then you finally get a person to talk to, and half time they don't even know what they're talking about. I don't know if they're not trained right or they're just low IQ. I don't know what the problem is. But
they hire for diversity. They don't hire for your qualifications anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's why a lot of things are failing.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of good articles about that here lately. That's what I'm glad to see. Some of the best writers are now starting to turn their attention to the replacement of the white race, the fact that it's all about diversity instead of meritocracy, merit based on merit. And now, because of this, and we've been warning about this for decades, things are starting to fall apart badly. You know, in South Africa, I knew
I was getting ready to say, in South Africa.
Yeah. I know some of the guys that went there to help them with their nuclear power program. Some of the guys I worked with here, I asked them, why are you going over there? Some of them went to China, and I said, for sure. Why the hell are you going to China? Last time I checked, China's not our friend or our enemy. And you're going to go help build power plants? Because of the money, man. I said, oh, okay. So, but South Africa was a different story. That was a good deal, but it's run by low IQ, basically morons, just like it is over here. And so now they got blackouts and brownouts.
Right. I know at one time for 8 hours a day they wouldn't have electricity, and I think that's still going on, but not as frequent. But they don't even have a functioning post office. They haven't for over 4 years because my friend Monica lives in South Africa. They have to go to the store to send their mail, and then they have to show an ID. It's crazy. It's crazy there. But
wow, that is crazy. Did you have any trouble logging in?
Not tonight.
No, that's odd. Now, you were able to get through, but almost nobody else is here. So it's like I'm wondering if there's something wrong. Let me just send a quick text here to see if some of the people I know usually show up. Kind of find it kind of odd. So you had no trouble, and often you do have trouble, don't you?
Right, I do.
And yet tonight you had no trouble and everybody else has trouble. what do they call that? Oh, Murphy. That's Murphy's Law. Yeah. Murphy strikes again.
Crazy over, because I even thought I starred that email because I wanted to go back to it later. I cannot find it, and it's running me crazy since I noticed that symbol on that church. I want to find that email and read what it says about that symbol.
Yeah, well, they tied it back to demonic stuff. I remember that, and I can't find it. And I put the word out to about 30 or 40 of my other associates, and none of them can find it either. So it's almost like Yahweh, for some reason, doesn't want us to look at it. I don't know, but nobody can seem to remember it or have a copy of it or any of that. So very, very strange. So let me...
I guess it was. I'll just go on to something else.
Well, it may still turn up, but like I said, right now we're having a hard time trying to find a darn thing. Hello, Ella. Were you able to get in okay, or did you have trouble?
Yeah, I my computer was just so slow. So I just went in, I washed my hands, I combed my hair, I came back in, I tried again, and it worked great.
It's really weird. It's really weird. Strange things are happening everywhere, so we have to... guess be on our toes.
I was in Ohio for about 3 weeks, and Gar said almost every day the internet went down. And he has Cox. That's his, I know who owns Cox, so I had a show about him once. But anyways, you know, it's a reputable company. It's a good internet company. And for it to go down almost every day, and I know when I got home, it went down the first couple of days that I was here, but we haven't seemed to have any problems the last 4 or 5 days.
That's good. Now, just before airtime, I had a phone call from one of our inner circle folks that said that somebody has just put out a video denouncing a lot of these players that for a long time so many people were telling us were part of the Q thing, part of the white hats, all that, like Charlie Ward. And now they're starting to say that it's obvious these guys are players and disinformation agents. Have you heard anything about that?
Are you talking to me or Melissa?
Both.
There's a lot of screwy things going on. I spent a lot of time on the computer today, and half the stuff that I've read about the COVID vaccine is a lie, particularly the graphene oxide. That's a lie. They're trying to tell us all these things that are going to happen to people, but I think they're doing something with the 5G in the air because it's messing people's minds up. For about 4 or 5 days, I've been off my rocker, and then all of a sudden today it just cleared right up, like, wow, everything is clear.
So almost like somebody at the helm of these different frequency devices like cell towers and 5G towers and things like that is playing with us. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely.
Like they're experimenting, maybe?
Well, Ralph, I was talking to him today, and he asked me if anything... If I have, in my area, have I had a large hail lately? And remember when I told you what happened to me? Was it last week, a week before last?
Right, you almost got caught in it.
Yeah, and it sounded like rocks coming on my roof. That lasted for about maybe 15 minutes or so, and then it went away. And that's something. I've been in Texas here now for almost 25 years, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
We had a hail storm here the night. It was bad. The people across the street, their window, they have a press board in front of it. My car is dented up. It cracked my granddaughter's bedroom window, but it was the same night they voted on a bond tax. But isn't that odd that there's hailstorms going around? Because I made a flyer with some scriptures from Exodus about hailstorms and punishments.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that was one of the ten things in I think it was the book of Exodus when the plagues came along, and the 10 plagues, the hail, the lice, the fleas, the blood, all that kind of stuff. That's strange.
Well,
I think we're under judgment. But I think that the New World Order people that are trying to bring in the global community, which I believe they're trying to do, but they say 2030, but I think they're planning it a heck of a lot sooner than that.
Right. They're going to tell us 2030, so we'll go to sleep for a few years. When they plan on doing it much sooner than that. Yeah, that would make sense. But we have to remember, you know, our Father's got a plan that's being played out right now, and our enemies have a plan. So the two plans are going to come head to head at some point. So we have to be prepared for that. I still sleep good at night. I know there's crazy stuff going on, and this old body of mine isn't what it used to be, and I got a lot of aches and pains all of a sudden that I didn't have before. It could be just that I'm not used to strenuous work. I like to think I could still go out and play football, but obviously I can't. So I'll go ahead and grab a tree limb or big shovel full of dirt and start shoveling around all day long, and then wonder why for the next 3 days I'm as sore as can be. But I remember back when I was a gym junkie lifting weights all the time. If you take a break, like if you get hurt or get sick, and you don't go to the gym for a while, when you start back, you better start back slow, because even in my younger years, if you jump into it too fast, you're going to pay a price for it. You're going to be sore as hell for a week or so, to all your muscles and everything get used to doing all that stuff again. So when you get older, it's worse. I mean, it takes more time, and you got to be even more careful. But that's also because we don't usually engage in heavy-duty physical exercise or activity. But the more work we do, the more exercise we get, the better we're going to feel, that's for sure. And a lot of people, and Ella's included in that, a lot of people are setting the clock back by changing lifestyles, habits, diet. And a lot of people don't think you can do that, but yeah, you can. You know, because I know younger people, they got all kind of problems, but then again, they drink soda pop, they smoke cigarettes, they eat shit food. I mean, and they wonder why their bodies are a wreck and they don't recover and they got problems. Well, there's a blessing comes when doing it right, and there's a cost if you don't do it right. So it's not really rocket science. But there are a lot of strange reports going on, and it's kind of odd that all of a sudden now people like Mel Kay and Charlie Ward and Simon Parks and all them are being outed for being frauds. And we've talked about that for over a year now, that some of the outlandish things they say are just ridiculous. So how could anybody believe them? Especially when Simon Parks talks about, what was it, he lived on Mars, or he got a girlfriend from Mars or something. I mean, how do you take somebody like that seriously? You said something, Ella?
No, I just said chuckled at that, thinking that there's actually a place called Mars.
Well, you know, and that's another thing, too, you know. A lot of people say, what difference does the shape of the Earth make? Well, okay, when we get into these discussions, it's pretty obvious. If we are on the flat Earth that the Bible describes, that all of our ancestors believed in and talked about, clear up until a couple hundred years ago when the Catholic Church hired Copernicus, everybody understood that. Well, it makes a world of difference, because all of this nonsense about extraterrestrials and we need to worry about comets and we need to worry about asteroid belts and all that, well, all that stuff becomes moot if you understand that we're in a world created by our Father. It's a plane. It has a protective dome over it that does two things. It keeps us in and keeps everything else out. And what's on the other side of the dome is none of our business. You know, everybody says, well, I want to know what's on the other side. Well, we're just like children, okay? Our curiosity's up. We want to know what's on the other side, but that's why we're here. That's why he erased our memories when we were put here, so we don't know what's on the other side, because if we did, most of us would commit suicide to get the hell out of here. So, obviously, to serve his purpose and for the purpose that we're here, we couldn't have a memory of what it was like to be in paradise with the Father.
Well, that's why they start. That's why they started the space program, because at first, when they started it, what they were trying to do is to get through the firmament. They sent bombs up there and everything else to try to blow a hole in it, and they couldn't.
Yeah, I forget, but what was the name of? Was it Fishbowl?
Something like that.
Fishbowl or something like that. I can't remember now, but it had something to do with the idea that there is a firmament, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Doug says here, the evil ones are called globalists. Yeah, that's one of the terms that we can use for them. But evil men do evil things, and they're all over the place, and they do them for all kinds of reasons, just like in my own circles. I know people that are doing evil things, and you know, I don't know that they're devil-possessed or any of that kind of stuff. They're just evil people. They got no Holy Spirit in them. They got no empathy for other people. They are narcissists. They are materialistic slobs. So for whatever reason, they do evil. And Yahweh lumps them all together anyway. It really doesn't matter why they do it. It just matters that they violate his law with impunity. It matters that they don't care about anybody else. So they're not part of his children, and they're not meant to go on. And they're going to be part of the tares, and they're all going to go pay a price, every one of them. That's
they're desperately trying to get rid of the Bible, because they cannot put across this global agenda until people stop believing the Bible. Because if you read the first page, and you get to Genesis 1:6-7, it'll tell you plainly that the firmament is up there to separate the waters above from the waters below. And, you know, I used to think about that. You know, why do they tell us that there's outer space, which would actually suck out our atmosphere if it were true?
If it were true, that's right, a vacuum. Anybody that's ever worked with machinery that can create a very strong vacuum, which I was fortunate to, in the military and in nuclear power, we often had machines that would have to pull very, very strong vacuums. So I got a little taste of what a vacuum will do. And this is a vacuum like in a pipe or a small sphere. Can you imagine if you were on a ball as big as they tell us the Earth is, surrounded by a vacuum? When I felt the power of just a 2-inch pipe with not even a perfect vacuum, just maybe half or three quarters of pure vacuum, it felt like it could draw you right into that pipe. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't think about it. Okay, we just accepted it because we were children and we trusted the voices of our professors, our teachers, our Sunday school teachers, our parents, the television. We trusted all those voices and they lied to us, because either they didn't question anything and went along with the program, or they were part of the deception. But when you do stop and somebody makes you think about it and you start questioning it, it becomes pretty evident. Like I said, and the Father opens our eyes to many things. That's why I've been blessed, because he's put me through so many trials and sent me down so many rabbit holes. Like I said, I was in the military. I was in nuclear power. I took flying lessons. I've got friends that are pilots. I got friends with boats, so I know about boating. I've been to Lake Michigan to look over and see Chicago. all these different things I've done now come together at this point in time to show to me and to anybody else that's listening how we have evidence of these new things that we're being told that make perfect sense and expose the fact that we've been lied to by so many people about so many things. It's just, well, if you listen to Dr. Artis, what's his first name? I think it's Brian. Dr. Brian Artis. He does an excellent job of bringing up these kind of things in the area of medicine and health. A lot of things that we don't know, just like nicotine. You know, he's brought up the fact that they lied to us about nicotine. Nicotine's not harmful. Nicotine's actually very, very good for us. But what they did was they poisoned the nicotine that's in the cigarettes.
Amen. Yep.
Okay. So when they did that, that nicotine is bad. That's true. But that's not natural nicotine. That's man-made poison nicotine. It's the same thing with eggs, okay? When people say, well, I'm going to the store and buy eggs. Well, which eggs are you going to buy? Are you going to buy Walmart eggs that come out of a chicken factory where the chickens don't get out of the box ever? They got their wings clipped, their beaks are clipped, and all they are is pumping out eggs. Well, those eggs are way different than the farm fresh eggs from the organic farmer right down the street where his chickens are out doing what chickens do. And the roosters have access to the hens, and you pick up the little brown eggs out of their nest fresh thing in the morning. That egg is completely different than the Walmart egg. But in society, when we talk about eggs, we talk about Walmart's eggs. We don't talk about the organic eggs. So when they say, well, if you eat more than two a day, you're going to have these problems, and you know they're not as nutritious as I think. Well, again, which egg are you talking about? A real one? As Yahweh made it, or the one that Walmart and the corporations put out, which is not worth a damn. No flavor, no nutrition, and as I found out, Walmart sold like 30 million of them that had salmonella. And I know because I got salmonella poisoning from some eggs that my son left over when he was visiting that he had bought from Walmart. I never got sick from anything I bought from the local farmers who did it organically and all that. So again, which one are they talking about? When they say salt is no good for you, yeah, that's the white table salt that's been bleached and produced by the corporations that are run by our little hat friends versus like Himalayan salt or Celtic salt, which is natural salt. Natural salt's good for you. In fact, I drink salt water. And my whole time I was a child, they said, oh, you can't drink salt water because it'll kill you. Really? I drink salt water here all the time. I put Himalayan salt in there and let it dissolve into the water. I drink it all the time. It helps hydrate me. It helps keep my electrolytes where they're supposed to be. So, again, which salt are you talking about? And for years, we didn't bother to ask anybody. We just thought salt is salt. No, it's not true.
It isn't. No. Well, people used to come into the hospital when I was a younger nurse, and they'd have senile dementia or come in with pre-senile dementia or some kind of mental aberrations. 9 out of 10 times, they'd have too little salt in their blood, and they have to give them salt IVs in order to bring their mental competence back. So that's why they want to get rid of you on low-salt, low-fat diets, because your brain needs fat in it. And your brain needs salt in your diet. And this cholesterol crap is, they say, they stopped us from eating world's most perfect foods, which is eggs, telling you that eggs are filled with cholesterol. But cholesterol is a substance in your body that heals broken veins. You need cholesterol. It's a healing product that is produced by our liver. And to take out your cholesterol, people come into the hospital with heart attacks because their cholesterol is high. The reason why their cholesterol is high is because they've had a heart attack. And the cholesterol comes out of their liver to help heal the veins and arteries that are damaged.
Yeah.
Do you remember when this global crap first started? I wish no Christian would ever call this world a globe or a planet. It's earth. But anyway, I remember being a young person. I think I was in my teens, and my mother used to use hairspray. And then they came out with the banning hairspray because there's a hole in the ozone layer, and it's getting bigger, and the sun's going to come through and burn off our atmosphere. Well, you know what? There's no such thing as an ozone layer. That's fiction. As you head up from Earth to the firmament, somewhere around maybe 3,000 miles up, it gets colder and colder and colder and colder. And the water up there becomes like a gel. And they don't know what it's composed of, but Yahweh composed it. And he didn't want anybody to find out what it's like. And he has told us, you're there and I'm here.
Yep.
But what they're trying to desperately do is make our world a globe. Because on a globe, they could say global warming, because the globe constitutes one land mass that will never get any bigger. So what you have here is what's here. So if you use up the oxygen, the carbon dioxide, or whatever, that's it. All gone, it's gone. But that's not the truth. The Earth is not a globe, and Antarctica goes all the way around the circle of the Earth, which Isaiah, I think it's 40:22 or something like that, says the circle of the Earth. And nobody has ever been to the end of Antarctica. Nobody has ever seen it. And even Admiral Byrd said, in the Antarctic region, there's a landmass down there that is larger than Middle America that has never been explored, and no man has been on it. So we don't know how much land we have in this world, but it is not a globe.
Right, and the resources are replenishable. They tell us oil is, there's only so much of it available, et cetera, et cetera, and that's all BS, too. It's constantly being made. It's renewable. But they have to have it, us believe that there's only so much of it, so they can charge us six times what the price of gas should be. Because if we knew it was renewable, then we'd raise more hell about it. It's just like diamonds. Okay, diamonds are just like rocks. They're everywhere, but they are artificially kept to a minimum by the Jews that dominate the diamond market. So if people had access to all the diamonds that are available, they'd be as cheap as hell, because they're everywhere. They're laying around like just regular old rocks. So again, everything is artificial in this world today to make us pay more and to believe that we need these oligarchs and these so-called leaders, government people. We need them to protect us and to help us, when the fact of the matter is we don't need them at all. Our life would get 100 times better if they all disappeared tomorrow. We don't need one of them.
They push their language on us to make us believe false things, like the oil that comes out of the ground is not fossil fuel. There's no such thing as fossil fuels. Like you said, there's so much oil in the ground that they're not taking out of the ground. There's enough for everybody on this earth to last forever for fuel. And it's cheap as anything. We could get it for free. The electricity that we use to use our daily living things, it comes out of the air, and we can get it for free. Because they found on these old, the Tartarian buildings that most people don't know anything about, there were receptors on the buildings that went up and got the electricity out of the air to light up the whole cathedral without costing a penny. But they're keeping that from us because they won't make any money off of it.
Right. Well, that's why Nikola Tesla, when he was funded by J.P. Morgan, when he developed his Tesla Tower, and he said electricity would virtually be free, J.P. Morgan withdrew his funding, because he said, well, wait a minute, where am I going to put my meter? And he said, why would you meter it? It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And he said, well, I'm not going to support it. So, you know, and the same thing with the pyramids. They've admitted that there is no sign of any kind of flames used to make heat or light inside the pyramids. There's no soot, there's no smoke. So how did people see their way around inside a pyramid with no windows in it? Say they have some kind of a light other than torches. So there's a lot of things. Again, if people have a questioning attitude, which is what they've taught, they taught me in the military and in nuclear power, they always told us to have a questioning attitude. So if you have a questioning attitude, you start looking things differently and you start asking important questions. And as soon as you do that, that's when you start down that road of discovery to find out that everything practically today has been a lie. And you can start learning the truth, and the more truth you have, the better off you're going to be mentally, physically, and spiritually. We live in an ocean of lies, just like the scripture says at the end of the age, there will be a famine for the truth. That's true. There is. There's a famine. That's why it's so important, this message that we call identity, and those of us who know this message, telling it to other people. If they truly want to have nourishment that will feed them, then they want to have the truth. And this message is the truth because it will make a difference in their life. All these other things will not make a difference. As we've said before, Henry David Thoreau said, you know, for every 1,000 whacking at the branches, only one's chopping at the root. Well, all these different organizations, all these different groups and all, they're whacking at one of the branches, but nobody seems to want to do anything about the root. And that's the crux of the matter. The root needs to be taken out, just as Obadiah and Ezekiel told us would happen when the sons of God become manifested. What does manifested mean? It means visible. Show up on the playing field instead of sitting there in front of the screens or hiding in your house. When the sons of Yahweh are manifested, then they will become a vast and mighty army, just like Ezekiel says, and they will annihilate the wicked. And when the wicked are annihilated, now, what happens in a garden when you get rid of the weeds? Everything grows better, doesn't it? Everything flourishes, gets better, more water, more sunlight, everything else. So what happens on the earth when we get rid of the terrors? Everything's going to get better.
What happens when we get rid of the carbon dioxide that they want to get rid of? The trees die.
Everybody dies.
Because the carbon dioxide is needed to nourish the plants on the earth. And they're trying to get rid of that. When we breathe in oxygen, and we breathe out carbon dioxide. That's the cycle of life. The plants need the carbon dioxide that we breathe out in order to push out the oxygen that they exude. And they're trying to stop everything, and they put everything backwards. They make the good bad and the bad good. And we just have to stop listening to them and try to spread the truth out to other people. Because everybody seems so brainwashed.
Well, they are. They are. And we do live in, if you ever saw the movie Idiocracy, that's where we're at. We're living in idiocracy. People are dumber than rocks. And they're just getting dumber by the day. It's just amazing. Especially when you have to, like I just spent hours on trying to get a problem with my phone fixed. It's just one incompetent person after another. And they often tell you different things. They work for the same company. You're describing the same problem. And you get two different, completely different answers as to what's wrong and how to fix it. That shouldn't be. If they actually knew what the hell they were talking about, you should never get two separate answers. Ralph says here he just spent 3 hours weeding the garden, so he's tired. Yeah, but it's a labor of love, Ralph. It's just like when I go out with the plants, I notice my moringa tree is just like a monster tree. I mean, I haven't even been given any kind of fertilizer to it. This thing is just taken off like a rocket. But I have noticed that there's a surface root now that was never there before. And this is a good sized root. This is like a 2.5-3 inch root starting to pop up through my grass. So I didn't know the moringa tree shot off those parallel I thought all their roots were downward, but apparently they got some roots that'll go across the off the yard, which is going to make mowing the grass more difficult. So I got to be careful about that. Ralph, I can't say that on the air. No. I can't say that. Yes, they are evil, wicked, and need to be dealt with, but, you know.
I love you, Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph is a character. Well, we got a neat family. Our family comes from all over the earth, and because of modern technology, we're able to have fellowship and talk, and that's really cool. Like when Matt calls in from Ireland, or our friends over in Europe, or South America, or South Africa, Canada, like Ralph. I mean, it's pretty cool. So again, it's like Yahshua said, my flock is a tiny flock compared to the total population on earth. My flock is a tiny flock. And we just have to accept that. We're never going to see the majority of people out here accept the truth. They're just not. The scriptures plainly say it. And even if the scriptures didn't say it, the empirical evidence that you and I see every day shows us that we're part of a small group of people that get it. Because a lot of these people don't get it. And the problem is that they don't want to get it. They could. This message, everybody here has empathy for the world. We have empathy for our family and our friends. And we don't want to see them hurt. We don't want to see them put poisons in their body. We don't want to see them put poisons in their brain by listening to totally ridiculous fabrications by the media and everything else. So we have the loving, caring, sharing attributes of true Israelites because that's the way our Father is. He doesn't want to see anybody hurt. That's why he put it very plainly out there what his truths are, and everybody that obeys him has a good life. Doesn't matter who they are. If you put into place his law, you're going to have peace and prosperity, and everything is going to be good for the whole community. Why people resist that is beyond me. Why all these different organizations, all they talk about is government and getting the right guy elected and doing all this other nonsense, when really the simplest thing is just return to God's law. That's all. How much simpler it can be, but nobody says that. The only thing I do hear him say is, well, who's going to determine what God's law is? Well, it's written in plain wordage, and it fits in with the laws of nature. So I don't know. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that rape is evil, murder is evil, putting poisons in your body because some idiot in a lab coat with a stethoscope standing next to a moron from Washington, D.C. tells you to. I mean, you should know better than that. These people don't have our best interests at heart. Anybody that's lived past the age of 50 years old should know that. Just look at Vietnam. Look at some people here remember Korea, but Vietnam and everything from Vietnam to now. Okay? Obviously, they don't care about us. They'll slaughter us in meat grinders all over the earth as long as their profits come in. So why in the hell would anybody trust anything these morons say? I don't get it. They've been lying to us for decades, and people still turn the TV on or listen to these morons? What in the hell is wrong with people? I don't get it. How are you? Does anybody else got something new? Charles, I see you came in here. You got anything for us, bud? Your phone's unmuted. I heard something. Can you try say something? Try now. Hello? Somebody's clicking something.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying.
I got everything unmuted on my end, bud. I don't know. both your phone and your computer. Oh, well. Jump in there if you can. But the main thing everybody needs to do is stay positive. That's the one thing I have noticed. I've been getting a lot of phone calls from many, many people. A bit stressed out, anxious, confused, under the weather, whatever you want to call it, because of all this insanity. But we can't allow that to cloud our judgment or to take away from our faith. Absolutely not. We're still here. We're still above the dirt. We're still in the fight. And he told us that the fires that he puts upon this earth will affect us, but they will not overcome us. And that's the thing we have to remember. He needs this kind of fire to punish the wicked. Think about that for a second. How much fire does it take to punish them? It takes a lot, because there's a lot of them. And some of them have a lot of resources. And he's got to burn them with judgment. Well, that means that we're going to suffer in a way, because the heat from that fire is going to affect us. But he promises the fire will not overcome you. And that's the important thing to remember. No matter what we see going on, count your blessings every night that your head hits that pillow, that you've got a roof over your head, you've got food in your belly, you've got a warm, comfortable bed to sleep in, because you're way ahead of a lot of these other people. And there's more and more people joining the ranks of the homeless, the destitute, and everything else as this New World Order crowd keeps implementing more and more of this stuff to bring in their communist regimes and to eliminate the middle class, because that's really what this is all about. We're in the middle of a communist insurgency, and people should realize that. That's exactly what's going on, a communist insurgency. And when you look at the events that are going on from that perspective, it makes perfect sense. That's why that Russian general that came out within the last couple of days, Russian general is a Jew. Imagine that. The Russian general's a Jew. The guy in charge in the Ukraine and all of his cabinet are Jews. Everywhere you turn, Jews. Here in the United States, everybody mouthing off in Washington, wanting to go to war and everything, Jews. I mean, and people say, well, you can't talk about the Jews. Well, then tell them to get the hell out of Washington and get out of media and get out of banking then. If we're not supposed to talk about them, then get them the hell out of all these things that are going wrong, because they're the people doing it. They're in positions to stop it if they wanted to, but no, they don't want to. Of course not, because they're the ones implementing it for their agenda.
We should call them what they really are. Babylonians.
Yeah.
Because that's where it came from, Babylonian Phariseeism.
How about thorns in our side?
How about what Ralph said?
Well, no, we can't say that. Ralph was a little too explicit there, so we're not going to go there, at least not tonight. But, yeah, well, the frustration with this group of antichrists is growing as well. All the different platforms that I go to, many of the conversations I have, it's actually quite shocking how many people that would have been called normies a couple years ago are now much more awake, and especially about the JQ. So, you know, hallelujah for that. They're losing their fear of talking about what is obvious, and that's a good sign. So, you know, we just got to stay focused, stay positive, keep our eyes and ears open, keep our network going, because our networking with our group is important. As we do that, we edify each other, we reinforce each other, and educate each other, whether it's about gardening, whether it's about mechanics, how to build an alternative housing. People are starting to get into all this stuff, and we're going to need that, because they're driving us out of the world system. So going to the big box stores is not going to be available to us here in the near future. Getting a stick-built house is going to be out of the question. But in a way, I think that's great because it's going to force us to do what we should have been doing all along, get back to homesteading, get back to being self-sufficient, and learning how to make things simply and with materials that are eco-friendly, and they're better. That's the amazing thing. The alternative ways of putting homes together and stuff that are coming out now are way better than what we're doing now with all the poisons and the chemicals used to make the insulation and the Tyvek covering that they put below the walls and things like that. That's all chemicals. That's all petrochemical stuff. And that's a poison to the environment and to insects and to us. Whereas if we do it the natural way, like with hempcrete or aircrete, it's a much better insulator. It's just as strong or stronger. It breathes and it's bug proof. How about that? No more of those big tents and $1,000 to $2,000 charges to kill the termites and all the things eating away at your pretty little stick-built house. So again, Yahweh's punishments, if you take them in the good light and you look at it as forcing you to do what we should have been doing anyway, it's really not that bad. I yield. Does anybody else have something?
Yeah, I wanted to say, too, why are any of us paying land taxes? The government doesn't own our land. And I don't read anywhere in the Bible where Yahweh gave his land to anybody else. Because while you're paying taxes on land, you can never own it. And that's no way to live. The way it used to be, when settlers first came, they put homesteads where they could use the land as long as they took care of it. And even in biblical law, after everything, 49 years, even if you lost your land due to debt, it came back to you in the Jubilee year.
The Great Jubilee.
And right now, we're all getting debt poor by paying taxes on things that actually we already own.
That's right. Well, that's what happens when you allow government to run amok with no oversight by people like us. The people that are supposed to be oversight are actually part of the problem. They're part of the clique, and they're not doing their jobs. So, and we should have known better. Like you said,
and
property tax.
You know what these open borders are like? The open borders are, take the case in point. Say you have a beautiful home and you've taken care of it, you're raising your family and you're very happy there. And then somebody in the government comes in and opens your front door and says, anybody who wants to come in, come on in and live here. What do you do about it?
Shoot them.
Yes, that's what they're doing to our country. They open the borders and they're telling everybody else, come on in. And we're sitting here and doing nothing. But then again, that's one of the reasons why they're doing it, is they want to start a civil war. They let us kill each other off and then they take over the spoils.
Well, Father's got a plan too. So pretty soon, this sea of humanity that's flooding in is going to get swallowed up. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm kind of curious of exactly if that's going to be literal or is it figurative, how he's going to swallow these invaders up. So very, very interesting times. We live in very, very interesting times. Like I said, I was trapped in trying to get my phone fixed and stuff around the house here, and we're in the middle of a huge heat wave here, just unbelievably hot. UV, ultraviolet, not so much temperature. Temperature is actually relatively normal and mild, but the strength of the ultraviolet coming off the sun is just unbelievable. All right. So, I don't know, what the heck does that mean?
I don't know what it was like where Charles is, but here where I am, yesterday it was 105. Today it was 103 by my porch thermometer.
Right. What's the humidity?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a barometer.
The humidity has a lot to do with that, because high heat, if it's dry enough, it's much more tolerable, even though it's still hot. But for a person
here in New York, here in New York, we probably had one of the colder Junes we've had in quite some time.
No kidding.
Yeah, so like today it was only, it maybe just got to 70, if that, and that's about it.
At least
wow. Anyway, so yeah, it's definitely been a cold June. Yeah, it's nice for a change, but like I said, we got July and August coming up, so we'll see what that brings.
Right. So you're having a colder June than usual. We're having a hotter June than usual. So they're playing with stuff all the time. Anything else newsworthy up your way, Cody?
Not really to speak of. I see the smoke's back from the wildfires in Canada. It's real hazy and kind of smoky around here again today.
What's the word on the street of what they're up to with all those fires? Because they're not natural. So what are people saying that they're up to?
From what I've heard, obviously someone set them, from whether the government set them or whatnot. But that's what I've been hearing. I thought they were out, but apparently they're not, because we got all this smoke again.
Hmm. Okay.
Other than that, I didn't even hear too much about it.
Yeah, have to keep an eye on that. Absolutely. Everybody doing okay up there, though, health-wise and family-wise?
Yeah, everyone's good. Going about their business. It's, pretty quiet as usual around here. Not much really goes on. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm blessed to have that.
Oh, yeah. And we still have a lot of people looking into the Charles says he's trying to talk, but he can't get through. I don't know why. He was unmuted. So, but we're still looking into the land issue.
Can you hear me?
I think
you're
in
the
Charles. Put headset on. Getting bad echo.
Okay. Is that better?
It seems to be better. In a little background noise. It's tolerable.
How about that? Can you hear me yet?
Sounds like a light.
I got the air conditioner. Let me put it on. Yeah, is that better?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry I've been having trouble connecting here. I was delighted to hear the conversation back and forth with Ella and Tartaria and the Flat Earth propositions. And like you're saying, Glenn, we're living in revolutionary times where the old game, the old smoke and mirrors, is not going to cut it anymore. There's too many people waking up to the real reality and God's real world, and all of this Roman Empire legal fiction smoke and mirrors is going down in flames. I do believe it's on the horizon, and it's going to happen soon. So, we were talking about law and things like that a little bit earlier there with Ella, I think, and that connects to the Israelite identity issue, because the laws of Israel have been preserved under our American constitutional system of common law, that they established a diametrical opposing system of Roman Empire law. Roman Empire civil statutory law is inherently opposed to godly natural law as well as common law. But the WHP student chair, they went ahead and they implemented a godless civil statutory form of government in their secret Masonic 1787 Constitutional Convention. And that's where they took a big nasty hit, and when they got away from the Articles of Confederation, which respected general common law principles and Israelite Torah law principles. I'm glad to share this, Ted, and I don't want to dominate the conversation. I was hoping to just contribute a little bit to the discussion there. It's a pleasure to be back connected in. I think I missed a few conferences. I knew.
Okay. Can you mute yourself? You don't have to worry about your air conditioner. Yep, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, anytime there's a lot of background noise, just mute your phone or your computer, and that way you that doesn't interfere.
I'm sure with the conversation. I'll do that, yeah, thanks.
Yep, very good. All right. Well, like I said, a lot of things are going on, and Charles sends out his invite for people to come to the conferences when they're talking about the common law and the Exodus 18 model for self-governance. All these things are going to come to play in the very near future. We're not quite there yet because of numbers, but we have to understand that the numbers we see out here right now aren't going to be there much longer. A lot of people find that hard to believe, but if you trust what the scriptures say and even what common sense is telling us, all right, a lot of these people aren't going to be here much longer. So right now, yeah, we are a tiny minority, and they greatly outnumber us, and they've got control of the money. But look at the retard that went down in that little soup can called a submarine to go down and explore, and ended up, they all died. Okay, these people were billionaires. In fact, the guy that went down there, I believe they said he's Jewish. He certainly comes from Jewish family, and his wife is Jewish as far as I know. All kinds of money, but their arrogance that they could take this poorly designed vehicle down hundreds and hundreds of feet when it's not built to withstand that. This is the hubris of our enemy. Just like Yahweh said, their vanity will be their undoing. And it's already happening. So right there, a little sub crushed, if the story's true, crushed at the bottom of the water, so all his money didn't do him a damn bit of good. It's all gone, and the rest of the people were foolish enough to go down him in that stupid thing. Okay, gone. So they're sitting on top, but not for long, because again, their vanity and their how should we say this? They are mentally ill. Okay, these people are mentally ill, and now they are drunk on power and control, and they can see the brass ring, which means they can see total domination of this world, and they see it, and it's driving them crazy. It's making them do dumber and dumber things, say dumber things, do dumber things, which in turn wakes up anybody that's paying attention. And so our numbers will grow and grow and grow. Their numbers are going to go down, and many of them are not going to make it. So they're not going to make it because of stupidity, like this guy, Rush, or whatever his name is, the CEO of that tin can that went down there and imploded. They're going to do dumbass things like that, and many of them do other dumbass things. And they get people to do the same dumbass things they're doing, because they think it's cool, because these guys, and I've heard people here in Miami say that, well, I want all these Jews as my friend because they got the money. That's the only criteria, okay? Not that they're nice people, they want to do, no, they got the money. So do we care when they're attracting other people, even some of our own, to them simply because they've got money? No. And when something happens to them, am I going to lose sleep over it? No. No, not much empathy from me to them. Not at this point in the game, anyway. Same thing with the medical profession and everybody else pushing this stupidity for the last 3.5 years. I've said it to my own family. I said it to friends. If you're part of the pushing of this insanity, then you are really my enemy. Because if you think you have the right to tell me to put that shit in my body, then you're my enemy. Because you don't. Government and the medical profession has no right to tell me what to do with my body. None. None. Never have and never will. And if you give them that authority, you're crazy. So we got to take back our dominion of our own lives. And when we do that, we survive all this and we come out on top, just like Noah and his family did, then we have to rebuild everything. And we can rebuild it right. We can do it with honesty, and Yahweh's law is our guideline, and hard work, and doing things ethically instead of this absolute insanity that governs this world today. It's not going to last. It can't. It's already start showing the signs that it's falling apart. We just have to stay out of the way. That's all. Just stay out of the way like Noah and his family did. Go up in the ark, let Yahweh seal the door, and just ride along. It'll be rocky. There'll be some waves once in a while, but we'll have a covering. We'll have shelter. We'll have our food that we need, because he's going to provide that for his children. He wouldn't sit us in the middle of all this and abandon us. What kind of father would he be? So we're going to make it. We just can't let them get to us, because it's all a psychological thing anyway. And just understand, we are the victors. We're going to make it, and we're going to come through this thing. So, but anyway, I'm exhausted, so I hope everybody doesn't mind. I'd like to kind of cut this one short tonight, go with a final round here, though, if anybody has anything in closing they want to either ask or tell everybody about or whatever. So, anybody? Anybody have any final comments? Going once, going twice, 3 times. All right. I'm going to close this in prayer then. I hope everybody is okay. I'm going to mute so there's no background noise. Ralph, you were muted the whole time, but you don't ever talk on the thing anyway. So here we go. Yep. Ella says, Yahweh bless all. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to come together as brothers and sisters. We know that our numbers are growing. We know our people are suffering in one way or another all over this earth, because the enemy's in charge, and it's just complete insanity. Everywhere we look, it's just atrocious, the things that are being talked about, the things that are being done. But we know that your children are not part of that process. We do not partake in it, and we do not support it. And we shun it. We leave it. We don't have anything to do with it. And we know that you will bring the judgment down upon the heads of these people. We just have to stay out of the way so the shrapnel and the collateral damage doesn't affect us. And in the end, we're going to come out victorious. But in the meantime, we are family, and we lift each other up in prayer. We lift each other up in our communications. And no, we don't all agree about everything. We never have, and we never will. I don't judge who my friends are based on how much they agree with me. That's got nothing to do with it. Even my own family argues with me about some things, but they're still my family. I still love them. I still care about them. And that's what Father wants us to do. So help us to do that, Father Yahweh. Help us to keep it in our minds at all times that we are a family, and we can't be looking for perfection. We can't be looking to win every single argument, every single debate. It really has nothing to do with it. So open our eyes to the things that really matter. Give us pure hearts. Give us good discernment. Give us courage take away the spirit of fear. And we will be victorious as your plan comes to fruition. And to that end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom, and protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.